This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Indonesia, on the densely populated island of Java, a small lake of dark, thick goop is oozing out of the earth and spreading to cover 10 square miles. Thousands of people have been forced to flee. We're joined by Los Angeles Times reporter Joel Rubin. Joel, what is causing this mud to erupt from the earth?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, Alex. There was a natural gas exploration project. They were digging about 2 miles down, and then suddenly saw close to the well they were digging a crack in the earth, and mud started spewing up out of the earth. But as of now, nobody's quite sure what actually caused it. It seems to be a bit of a mystery.
Joel, when did this eruption occur, and is it still growing?
The eruption occurred in late May. It was May 28th and 29th when the drilling took place, and then the eruption occurred, and it continues to grow since then. We're going on over 3 months now. You can see the tops of factories and houses that have just disappeared under the mud, and you see trees that have no leaves on the top sticking out from the top, and depending on where you are, you see this billowing white smoke that sort of marks the center where the crack is, where the mud is at its hottest as it comes up out of the earth.
And it's not just mud, it's smelly mud as well?
Sulfuric, yeah, it smells like rotten eggs.
What is the government saying it's going to do?
Well, as of now, everybody's sort of scratching their head. There's a plan afoot to connect a series of pipes that will eventually run down into a river that leads right into the ocean. And there's talk of building some water treatment plants that will, you know, treat the water and clean it of the mud, and then run the clean water down into the ocean. But that's obviously a long-term solution. They continue to build these and reinforce these dams and barriers that are trying to keep the mud out of more villages. It's already swamped 4 or 5 villages, and right now they're just standing in front of the dike trying to stick their fingers in it as much as they can.
There is an Indonesian gas company that was doing this drilling. There's the minister who's in charge of sort of reclaiming land and fixing things like this. It turns out he's an investor in this particular project. I mean, when you talk about a kind of a dirty story, this is just a mess everywhere.
No pun intended, I assume, but Minister Bakri is in charge of coordinating emergency services for natural disasters and man-made disasters such as this. His family owns one of the large conglomerates here in Indonesia, and that conglomerate, in turn, is an investor in the gas exploration company Lapindo Brantas, which is sort of running this exploration project. So there's the perception amongst a lot of the villagers who have been displaced and a lot of the locals out in East Java that it just doesn't smell right. Some people are accusing the minister of dragging his feet on how the government is responding to the crisis, to buy more time for his family's company, as one environmental activist told me. But there's no obvious proof as of yet that, you know, the reaction of the government would have been any different had there not been this family tie. But in a country where there's a lot of history of corruption and backroom deals, it just doesn't look good. You know, with each day that passes and more mud coming out of the ground, there's less of a chance that they're going to be able to reclaim any of this land.
Los Angeles Times reporter Joel Rubin from Jakarta in Indonesia. Joel, thank you.
My pleasure.